I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure what I'm most scared of. There's a lot of things. Forgetting my food in the fire, being on fire, seeing giant spiders, dealing with angry people who have sharp things. Practical things to be scared of. I think more people should be scared of practical things. I don't have a great desire to find out what I fear the most. But apparently, some people do. There's this cave. Dark and scary, of course, but this one is home to a very peculiar creature. It's said that this creature knows your deepest fears, similar to the way that a siren knows your deepest desires. Some people like to visit beings like this, to find out what their innermost feelings are. They say it makes them stronger, to know completely what their heart wants, or what it's terrified of. I'm not one of these people. I figure I'll find out what I want to do by doing it. Find out what I'm scared of while running away. And I don't have a lot of regrets about this approach, so I think I'm doing something right. The people who come to this cave usually bring a friend to make sure they get out. Allegedly, this creature will tear you down and destroy you if you stay too long. There haven't been any documented cases of this until now. Yesterday, someone went in alone, and they haven't come back. So I'm going in alone after them, because nobody would come with me. They're all too spooked now. I figure if things get too scary, I can cover my ears and go, la 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 la, try to sprint out of the cave or something. It's not my best plan. But I'm not leaving the person in this cave to be the first documented case of death via biggest fears. It's just not right. I approach the mouth of the cave, and I already hear a faint voice from the inside.
You'll never make it out of here.
That's possible, but not likely. Again, possible, though unlikely. I'm coming in. So, are you going to tell me if you know where Ash is?
You'll never find them. You're going to fail.
Still need to try. Why is your cave so dark? Is it solely an aesthetic choice?
So, you don't see them. Am I here? Or there? Or maybe... Right.
Hey! Okay, I stand corrected. You just want to be a jerk. I'm lighting a torch. Oh, come on!
So, you're afraid of the dark?
No, I just don't want to trip.
Whatever you say.
I'm starting to understand what people meant about this cave, though. It is a gauntlet of fears. You're just throwing everything at me. Why people come here for fun, though, that's still beyond me.
They don't come here for fun.
What do they come here for?
They come to be scared.
Why do you scare them? What do you get out of it?
Entertainment.
That's it?
Humans are fascinating. Their lives are are incredibly short, but their emotions are so strong. Their experiences are extreme, like they're trying to squish as much living as possible into such a short time. They thrive on fear. It's simply delectable.
Is that why you're holding Ash hostage?
I need not hold anyone hostage. Some people just can't make it out on their own.
Sure.
Of course, their friends always drag them away before I'm finished. I never get to break them down. Break them in.
Okay, well, I'm the friend to drag Ash out of here. Can you tell me where they are?
But what happened, sir? I'm having so much fun with you. How will you break? I can't wait to see.
You're no help.
I'm not here to be a help.
Okay, so you're not holding Ash hostage. But you also won't let me find them?
I'm not stopping you.
You sure seem to be trying.
Oh, if I was trying, you wouldn't know.
So you're just going to laugh at me while I stumble around?
I'm going to do more than that.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't like that.
Do people like the things you do?
I mean, generally, yeah. What kind of question is that? Sure they do.
But how do you know?
They're nice to me, I guess.
I understand enough of humanity to know that many are nice to people they despise.
Don't need everyone to like me anyway.
You think you're hoping, but you're just making everything worse.
That's not true.
How do you know?
I just know.
You travel from place to place to place to avoid the aftermath of your visits.
No, that's not what I'm avoiding.
But you are avoiding something.
No, of course not.
Oh, so there is. If you're so convinced you do good, why are you avoiding it?
I don't need to go there.
You seem to think you'll need it everywhere else.
That's not true.
Being that the one place you truly need it is the one place you want. Go.
Okay. No, definitely not. I'm not going there because there's nothing I can do. I am one person. There's a whole army over there, led by someone who's powerful, scary, cruel, and I can't stop him. What's your point here? I will cover my ears.
You think I have no power over you? You think you're self-immune? But your fears hold you, and when I find them all, so will I.
Oh, you don't already know them? People say the creature in this cave knows your deepest fears, but you don't, do you?
I will know them
Let me help you out then. So, I'm not scared of the dark. I'll travel at night, or walk into a dark cave like this one. But I like to know where I am. It's not just about tripping over a rock. More about knowing what to prepare for. And this place I'm avoiding, there's no way I can prepare for it.
You are making this easy.
Great, I'll go on. You see, I can't prepare to fight this big mean wizard because I can't fight him. What am I gonna do? Run at him with my sword and hope for the best? This guy has magic at his disposal. Dark magic that I do not want to mess with. And an army. Did I mention the army? Even without magic, I don't think I can fight an army. There's a fear for you, single-handedly fighting an army.
You are strange.
Just trying to help you find all my fears.
Why? Why? Are you no longer scared?
I'll tell you when I leave.
If you leave.
Okay. Do you want to know more? Oh, you'll have to wait a second. Ash, hey, it's okay. I'm gonna get you out of here. My name is Orion. Don't be scared, it's all right. Can I lift you up? Just not if that's okay. Okay. So, do you want to hear more about my fears? Or have I confused you too much? I admit, you've actually helped me out. This has been kind of therapeutic. I've been able to pinpoint what scares me, and that's something I didn't know I could do. It turns out, I really don't like the unknown. You were scarier as a disembodied voice that could read my mind. I didn't know what you were, and that freaked me out a little.
You still don't know what I am.
Yeah, but I know you don't read minds. You told me you didn't know my deepest fears. And you don't. You talk at people, and you listen. You get them to tell you what they're scared of. Or, at least, their reactions tell you what they're scared of. If I don't give you fear, you can't do anything with me.
Well, aren't you clever?
I'm clever enough to have made it back to the entrance of your cave, at least. With Ash, too. Hey, Ash, can you walk? Follow the path around the corner there, and I'll be right with you. There you go. I think I know why you let people leave this cave. Their stories bring others here, and those people come with their own delectable fears or whatever. Before I go, why do you like it so much?
I collect them.
You collect emotions?
I hoard emotions.
Oh.
You figured out what I am.
Yeah.
It scares you.
Yeah.
I love it.
I thought you might. Are you still letting me go? Or am I going to have to slay a dragon?
You have been most entertaining, Ryan. Do come back sometime.
I'll keep your offer in mind. Whew. Okay. That was a close one. Ash, are you there? Hey, you're looking better already. I can show you the way back to the village over there. It's not far at all. Thank you for side questing with us. This episode, Over Me and Through Me, was written and produced by Tal Minear. Ryan and the Dragon were voiced by Tal Minear. A big thanks to Eliza, Ali Maria, Ilya, Jesse, Sarah, and Spencer for supporting this episode. This is a remastered version of the first Patreon exclusive episode I made back in October 2019. I'm excited to release it on the main feed 4 years later. I've been doing this show for a long time, huh?
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of Go Kid Go and a mom to two kids. Join my family on the story train with calm conductor Birdie each night as we travel through the magic rainbow tunnel to everywhere and anywhere to find the best bedtime stories. Search for Story Train on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.